Welcome, and thanks for joining us for today's message from the archives of Pastor Tony Alamo, presented by Help from Christ Ministries. If today's message inspires or encourages you, please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.
Hello again, this is World Pastor Tony Alamo. This is program number 756. If you'd like to have a copy of it, Sharon will tell you how at the end of the program. They're free. I have a strong message from the book of Revelation. The Lord has revealed the book of Revelation to me. And so continue listening because the book of Revelation will glue together the entire Bible for you. And I've read many people's expositions on the book of Revelation, and every one of them so far has been wrong. But the Lord has really given me the real deal here, and it's for your eternal soul. All you people that are in the government that are listening to me, you'll be interested in knowing the truth of the book of Revelation and also the rest of the entire Bible, because everything in the Bible is a revelation to us, and we really can't understand the book of Revelation unless you are in the Spirit. You can't understand the book of Revelation unless you know the rest of the Bible. And it's something that I've studied for 44 years and sought the Lord for over 44 years. Right now, I want to ask the Lord, Father, for you to continue anointing me and show me more and more, that you can pass it on through me to the general public, to the entire world, the listening world. Father, I ask that you rebuke Satan and the Nicolaitans, and that they come to know you, because the time is at hand. It's really the end. I know it. You told me that the first day that you revealed yourself unto me in that office in Beverly Hills. So, Lord, bless and anoint us. Rebuke Satan, close all doors that he wants to open, and open every door of prosperity and healing to all your people and those that are going to be saved. Let not your people go hungry, Lord, or thirst, or have bad water. Make a way for them that seems to be none. There are people that were dying of thirst out in the wilderness, Lord, and you opened a little well for them, even for Ishmael and his mother. And you can do the same. Make pure, clean water come in the wilderness and in places where people seem to be in the wilderness, where there seems to be no help, no escape from the problems they have. Open doors and let them see the mighty hand, the mighty arm of the Lord. God, I ask it in Jesus' mighty name, and everyone says amen.
Amen.
All right, now, here I am to sing. This is one of our very earliest recordings. It was with a bunch of people that were not really musicians yet, but they were filled with the Spirit at this time. And it's one of the very first recordings that we did in the church. I did many recordings outside of the church before I was saved, but this is one of the earliest ones. And believe me, folks, they were all sincere, and I am sincere also. His hand in mine.
You may ask me how I know our Lord loves me. You may doubt the thing He's real today, he'll always be. I can feel his hand in mine, and that's enough for me. I will never walk alone. I will never walk alone, for he holds my hand. He will guide each step I take, and if I keep his word, I know I stand till the day he tells. I can feel his hand in mine, that's all I need to know.
Feel his hand in mine. In other words, I can feel the Spirit of the Lord guiding me, moving me, telling me where to not go and where to go, what to do and what not to do. And what to say and what not to say, and not to get into false doctrines, because this is one of the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which Jesus stated he was commending the people of the church, a certain church in the Bible, the Ephesians, the church of Ephesus. He was telling them that they were doing things wrong, and then he was telling them, but one thing that they did have is that, but this thou hast, that you hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, those that have false doctrine, those that persecute the churches, those that are of the Vatican, that are false religions that have united together, attempting greatly to intimidate Christians for not becoming part of the one world cult. And so the Lord commends them by saying, but this thou hast, that you hate not the Nicolaitans, but the deeds, these evil deeds of the Nicolaitans, which Jesus said, incidentally, I also hate. I hate those deeds of those people. And if they continue on in those deeds, they're not going to be in heaven. They're going to spend eternity in hell. Now, we've got a repairman now. I'm sure you can hear it on the air. We just have to praise and thank the Lord. Lord, rebuke that. Make him take a break. It's lunchtime. All right, praise the Lord. Verse 7. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh. Overcometh what? Overcomes the things of this world. And you just think, well, you know, these banks, you know, they caused all of us to go into foreclosure. All of the people that overspent. That isn't it. That overcomes. When you're in the Spirit of the Lord, if you're in the churches, one of the seven churches represented here, and the true churches of the Lord will be represented by these seven churches here. The Lord, every church in the world, except false churches, are represented here. But we see that the Nicolaitans, where the Lord says, but this thou hast, thou hatest the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Well, I'm going to have Sharon read to you what the Bible dictionaries, that's why I don't like Bible dictionaries, because they don't really, a lot of the people that have put together Bible dictionaries were not that deep in the Lord. They didn't go through fire. They weren't soul winners. Yeah, the soul winners are the ones that are really the body of Christ. They're the man-child that was about to be born, because the man-child, we must come to the Lord as a child. So when the Bible states the man-child was taken up into heaven, that's talking about the man-child is all of us are the body of Christ that have accepted Christ, and we're taken up with him because we're to be sitting with him in heavenly places while we're still here on earth, because we need his direction. We need to be close to him in the Spirit on a continuous basis. But these Nicolaitans are doing everything in their power to get the children of the Lord's minds off of Christ and being with him in heavenly places. So what they're doing is they're trying their best to excite people into the things of the world. Like you see where the government is attempting to throw people's souls by telling them, they don't even let you, the children, watch television. They don't let their kids mingle with the bad people on the face of this earth because, yeah, we don't want our children to be part of or to begin learning their way of life. Now, we go to the ghettos. They believe in narcotics and drugs and alcohol. They believe in murder. It's all right. You see so many murders down there and everything. We're not to be fellowshipping with those people. We can go there. We are commanded to go there and witness to them and pull them into our churches. But we need to tell them to stop the deeds that they're in, because the Nicolaitans also, there's a group of them that are much worse than murders, because what they do when somebody first gets saved, they come after them with a flood of false accusations, all different temptations to get into the life of idolatry. And idolatry doesn't just mean worshiping a statue. Everything in the world is a statue, with the exception of the Lord himself. So when you say, I hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, I hate the deeds of the things that people do in this world and that they exalt like sports, that's Nicolaitans. The Nicolaitans are the ones that are persecuting the churches, your judges, your prosecuting attorneys, your city fathers that impose more rules and regulations on the people of the Lord than they do anyone else. And the Lord says that the people that are of this particular church that I just explained, they hate the deeds of these people that are attempting to make it look like Jesus never really rose from the grave, like the History Channel. This is the deeds of the Nicolaitans. They're the Nicolaitans. They're saying that Christ hasn't risen. And that is such false doctrine to cause people's souls to not believe the Bible. But the Bible is holy writ. There's over 500 people that saw Jesus not only raise up from the dead, but to ascend into heaven. And 120 of those people were there on the day of Pentecost in the upper room in Jerusalem and received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. So there's a flood coming out of Satan's mouth of false doctrine, and not only false doctrine, but false accusations and cleverly devised fables to do everything that Satan can do to deceive the world into believing that we're nothing but a bunch of animals, that we don't have souls, there's no eternity, there's no heaven, there's no hell, and all these different things. And this is what Jesus says, that you people, one thing that you have is that you really hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. I hate the things that they're doing to the people of the world, because the whole world is now deceived. Satan has been cast down from heaven. He used to be able to go up and accuse the saints day and night. If you recall in the book of Job, he went up there and says, what about your servant Job? What are you going to do about him? If you take the hedge away from him, you've got a hedge around him to where nothing can get to him. But let me bring some false accusations. Let me kill his children. Let me steal all of his camels, his wealth, like they did to you, Tony. The government brought all kinds of accusations against me, and they came in, and we had, at that time, over a period of over 30 years, we accumulated about $100 million worth of property. It was just property for people to live in different churches. There are none of them. Some of these churches that the Vatican has are worth over $1 billion. They've got their walls lined with gold. There's none of that stuff. We just took a bunch of donated lumber and things that we found, like roll roofing and things like that, and built houses for people to live in because we didn't have any money. But after all that work and labor, the deeds of the Nicolaitans were, they came and took everything that we had. and put everybody out on the street. This is the supposed to be the U.S. government, but really, folks, it's from Rome, Italy. And we see even after that, before that, the Lord was telling me that they wanted to kill all of us. They wanted to come up because we keep telling people that homosexuality is not of the Lord, but it's of the devil, and that people that do that will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Well, these people, the government hires many homosexuals, and they're even letting homosexuals be in the service. The United States, they don't have any U.S. Marines or anything like this. Now, the UN troops that we have, and they believe that it's okay to be a homosexual. And the Lord tells us in the Bible, or throughout the Bible, that He hates their deeds. He wants them to be saved, but He hates their deeds. Today, we see men with men and women with women, and the governments of the world, one world government, wants to allow them to be married. The reason for it is because there's so many of the homosexuals that are in the Vatican cult that have abused young boys and even young girls. They've had sex with pedophilia. It's like 4, 5, 6-year-old boys, altar boys, and 7 and 8-year-olds that they've had sex with these old priests. And nasty, nasty people. And the Pope believes that he can get by with just saying, "We apologize." We apologize. No, you don't apologize for sins. You have to repent of your sins. And this is another deed of the Nicolaitans, say that we are not subject to the secular courts as the true Christians are. We, according to the Bible, should be able to take care of our court cases within our churches, and that's what they're doing. They're standing on that, and yet they don't take care of it. They keep homosexuals in their cult. But if we even get one hint, if I get one hint of a homosexual that's trying to operate in the filthy sin of homosexuality, I put them out of the church. I've had repentant homosexuals in the church because I have nothing against repentant sinner. But if they want to continue sinning in my church, I don't let them. Then I would be taking part in the same deeds of the Nicolaitans. I'd be exposing the children in my church to that type of person or persons. And so you don't see me allowing that in the church. There have been some that did that in the church, but they claim they were not saved at the time. And so now they're saying they're saved. But sometimes I see wavering in them, they keep branching out into other satanic sins. So the deeds of the Nicolaitans, your Bible dictionaries will tell you that it was a sect back in those days, but it isn't a sect that was back in those days. What it is it's a continuing, ongoing thing. If it were just in those days, then why is it that people are still bringing false accusations against Christians? True Christians, and why is it that they're still saying that homosexuals, it's all right to have same-sex marriages? No, it's even worse today than it was then, but the Lord is speaking of the end times right here in this book. So it isn't a sect 2,000 years ago, the Nicolaitans. It's a group of people that are deceived, and they are bringing false accusations. They're persecuting and prosecuting people that are of the Lord. They're trying to stop the people of the Lord from putting gospel literature on cars and distributing throughout different countries and cities in the United States and cities in other areas of the world. But the Lord says, I hate those kind of deeds that those people are doing. If they continue doing it, I hate them. I hate them so much that they'll scream out throughout eternity, and there's be no appeasing. And like there's the Nicolaitans where they betray one another, like all these people that came up against me falsely in a court case regarding the IRS, and they sent me to prison for a 6-year sentence. I was released in 4 years because they said I had good behavior. But these are the deeds of the Nicolaitans, and they are putting people in prison on false charges, like, for instance, John Peeler's son. Well, John Peeler stated that President Clinton, former President Clinton, and the government want to pay him to assassinate me because I'm telling people about homosexuality and about the filthy things that people do, like this oral sex and the lying that this filthy man lied to the entire world, saying, I never did that, oh, I never did this and that. This is deeds of the Nicolaitans, liars, lying in the face of everyone. And then he came out finally because there was so much proof and stated, well, you know I did it, I lied, it was inappropriate. What a name, inappropriate. No, it's the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which Jesus hates, and also these people in this church, the Ephesians, they hated it also. They hated it, and Jesus said, I also hate. Okay, so it's actually the persecution, the judges, the prosecuting attorneys, the people, the Antichrist, people that were once saved, and they allowed Satan to enter into them just as Judas did, and then they betrayed Jesus, and Jesus is living in me and in many people in my church, in churches all over the world, and they deliberately knowing, or they've heard from the Word of God that they're going to be judged for these things because they betrayed, they blasphemed the Holy Spirit. They sent people that had Jesus in them and the Father and the Holy Spirit to prison on false charges. And they betrayed the Lord because we are members of the body of Christ. And in chapter 12, I'm going to break that down because of the woman sitting in the heavens, and she's got 12 stars in her crown. And God gave me the exact, there's many interpretations of it, but folks, there's only one true interpretation of the Bible, and that's the way that the Lord set it down. But you're going to hear the real interpretation of it. The Nicolaitans are definitely not some sect back in the days of the apostles, but it's been an ongoing thing ever since the beginning of time, ever since Adam and Eve, ever since Cain and Abel. Cain did the deeds of the Nicolaitans, murdering the innocent people, and the people today that are murdering innocent babies. Babies that have no chance to fight for themselves. I've spoken out about this so much. God hates you kind of people, the deeds that you kind of people are doing, and if you don't stop it, he'll hate you. Now, he hates it, and stop it. Okay, Sharon, now from the Bible Dictionary, just to show everybody how you're not to rely on the things that they say, these dictionaries, some things are right, and some things are very wrong, and that's why it's a counterfeit. A good counterfeit mixes truth, lots of truth, but they slip in the evil. They slip in false doctrine. Go ahead, read a little of it here.
Nicolaitans, a sect or party that arose in the apostolic period of the church, mentioned twice by name in the book of Revelation. Chapter.
Yes, okay, so Satan didn't start out there. Did he?
No.
Just when the apostles were on earth? The evil deeds of Satan that's living in people. Now, the Lord doesn't want Satan to live in you, because when Satan's living in you, you're going to be doing the deeds of the Nicolaitans. Now, the Lord doesn't hate you. He wants you to repent. Okay, continue on, Sharon.
Chapter 2, verse 6 and verse 15. In the former passage, it is said, to the credit of the church in Ephesus, that she shared in the feelings of the Lord concerning the Nicolaitans, viewing them with the hatred they deserved.
Right. With the hatred of the deeds. The hatred of the deeds, which hatred is absolutely godly. Okay, it's godly. Then what?
The charge is made that some in Pergamos, verse 15, held to the teachings of the Nicolaitans, who are...
Well, in other words, it's actually the worldliness. If worldliness creeps into the church, where they start agreeing that homosexuals can be married, and they also spread that the things of the Lord, such as the people in the Bible that were polygamous, that that's wrong, and that having children is wrong, and that marriage is wrong, and giving tax breaks for people that are not married. The government wants them to shack up. That's the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which the Ephesians hated and also Jesus hates. Okay, so my time is up, but we're going to continue this tomorrow. Make sure that you listen in. Okay, here is how to begin salvation. That's just to say this prayer. Say unto the Lord now, my Lord and my God, have mercy upon my soul, a sinner. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I believe that he died on the cross and shed his precious blood for the forgiveness of all my former filthy sins. And I believe that you, Father, raised Jesus from the dead by the power of the Holy Spirit. I open the door of my heart, and I invite you into my heart, Lord Jesus, Holy Father, the Holy Spirit. Jesus, wash all my former filthy sins away in the precious blood that you shed for me on the cross at Calvary. You will not turn me away, Lord Jesus. You will save my soul. I know because your word says so. You value your word higher than your name. And so therefore, I trust your word. And I love your word. Therefore, I know you've heard me and you've answered me. And I know I'm saved. And therefore, I just praise and thank you, Lord. Raise your hands up and praise and thank the Lord for saving your eternal soul. And Sharon, tell everyone how to receive a copy of this program, number 756.
Go to alamoministries.com, email us at taoffice@alamoministries.com, or write to Tony Alamo Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 2948, Hollywood, California, 90078, or call area code 661-252-5686. That's 661-252-5686.
Praise the Lord. This is World Pastor Tony Alamo saying tune in tomorrow for another exposition of the real meaning of the book of Revelation.
For generations, many have been blessed by the anointed messages of Pastor Tony Alamo. Help from Christ Ministries is always eager to hear from our viewers. Please contact us at 918-506-5550. That's 918-506-5550. Or help from Christ Ministries at gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you.